We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We're live on Facebook. We're live on KECOFM.com. You don't want to miss it. If you get a chance, get on Facebook because, as Mr. Hightower said here, we have a full house in here. This is the definition of a full house. Standing room only in the studio. We got the Merritt Scholastic Shooting Team, who, by the way, is the Oklahoma State champions this year. Cheers to you guys. Anyway, they'll be in here. First, I'm going to do the market report, and then we'll get to them, and we're going to talk shooting because I know there's a couple of them in here. I know. Now, how does that work? So, especially with you ladies, because you're all good shooters, when you go on a date, is your boyfriend nervous you're going to shoot him or anything?
They should be.
Huh?
They should be.
So, anyway, all right, we'll get back to you, Brigham. She's always got something going on. Anyway, the markets. Let's go to the markets here. And first, I guess I'll do the weather. 83 degrees, southwest winds, 22 miles an hour, 29 mile an hour gusts, humidity is 54. It's just going to be breezy today. There's slight chance of storms tonight, they're saying, in parts of Oklahoma, but I don't think it includes us. So right now, on the cattle market, let's go with that. Live cattle for April is 143.95, June 139.65, August 141.15, October 146.87, feeder cattle 157.90, May, and that was for April, May is 164.05, lean hogs are down, May 110.80, June 117.30, 118.60 for July. Let me see here. Get over here to the grain markets, maybe. Oop, wrong way. Come on. There we go. All right. Oklahoma cash grain prices. Let me refresh that, make sure it is. Hard red winter wheat is 10.69. It's down quite a bit today. Corn is 8.16. It's down also. Milo 7.84 is down. Soybeans at $16.47. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading amid some profit taking by investors who were long the market or, as we know, had bet on higher prices. Prices earlier this week hit the highest since March, which likely prompted some investors to sell their future contracts and reduce or liquidate their positions as futures have been dropping all week. Fundamentally, nothing has changed. Russia has intensified its attacks on Ukraine in a bid to capture eastern parts of the country. Talks between Russia and Western countries have stalled, leaving embattled Ukrainian troops and soldiers with little hope that there will be an end to the fighting anytime soon. In the United States, little or no rain has fallen in a stretch of land from southern South Dakota south into West Texas, according to the National Weather Service. That area includes the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, where hard red winter wheat is growing. In Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of wheat, 67% of the state, is suffering from some sort of drought, according to the United States Drought Monitor. Just over 2% is under an exceptional drought, which is centered on the southwestern corner of the state. Oklahoma also is dry, with 85% seeing drought conditions. Around 9% of the state is facing the D4 exceptional drought. Corn futures also slid but remained above the $8 a bushel mark after earlier this week breaching that level for the first time since 2012 due to the ongoing fighting in Ukraine and some planting concerns in the United States. Wheat for May delivery lost 7.25 cents to $11.90 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. while Kansas City futures lost 8 pennies to $11.61 a bushel. Corn futures fell 2.25 to $8.73 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 2 cents to $17.19 a bushel. Soy meal rose 50 cents to $466.80 a short ton, while soybean oil futures added 0.54 cents to 79.29 cents a pound. Well, I'm sure you guys heard about it, but I'm going to remind you. This weekend, Saturday the 23rd at 11 a.m., at the Hobart Stockyards, they're having a great special sale going on. 350 young pears, 50 bred cows, 30 breeding age bulls, and 50 replacement heifers. In this bunch, there is some really nice, there's 10 of them, Red Angus heifers that have been out on the wheat for all winter, but they've had the bull with them for the last couple of months, and they're really, really fleshy, really nice set of heifers. Anybody's looking for some Red Angus ones, they're going to have Red Angus bulls, Charlet bulls, Simmental cross bulls, Angus bulls. You got any questions, just call down there at the Hobart Stockyards, talk to Rex Fleming, and he wants your business, and he appreciates it. So anyway, give them a call if you're looking for some replacement breeding stock. So that'll be it. When I come back, I got the Merit Scholastic shooting team in here with us. By the way, they're the state champions this year, and I got some score. They took on some pretty good teams, but there's some pretty good shooters here from Merit. But we'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Your job may be 9 to 5, but accidents happen after hours. They don't care what time it is. That's why it's good to know Mickey.
People call me all the time after hours or at night and say, hey, I'm sorry to bother you after hours. And I stop them immediately. Don't you ever hesitate to call me. That's my job. That's my job. And that's why I have a cell phone, and that's why you have my number. You call me anytime, 24 hours a day. And they do. That's why we're there. I mean, if you have a problem at 1 in the morning, you can't help it that your problem's at 1 in the morning. So there's a lot to it, you know, being a part of the community and being a part of, you know, it's people's lives. And you know, not only are they your customer, they're your friend. That's the big thing to me. They're our friends, and we want to take care of them. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes, good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, this is going to be fun today, I can tell. Some of them I'm having to send to the bathroom to get their faces wiped off. But anyway, this is going to be fun. It is currently 83 degrees. We actually have a heat index today, 85. The winds are out of the south at 22 miles an hour. and wind gusts are up to 25. All right, we're live on the mics. Welcome to the studio, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
don't you. Anybody thank talk.
You.
Thank you. Anyway,
thank you, sir.
In the studio with me, I have the Merritt High School Scholastic. Is it high school only?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Merritt High School's Scholastic Shooting Team. And it was last Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was last Wednesday. The OKSSSP, there's three S's, Oklahoma Scholastic Shooting Sports Program, put on the state championship. And the Wildlife Department doesn't it?
Yes.
They sponsor it.
Yeah. And you guys won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was that 2 out of the last 3 years? Yeah, see, I follow you. I don't know what you're doing there. Anyway, that's 2 out of 3 years. That's pretty good. I bet the kids down at Altus and Jackson County, because they used to dominate all the time, and they're still good. And I know some of those kids on the shooting teams down there, they're going to be after you guys if they ain't already. So, anyway, so how many seniors do I got? Raise your hand.
Just one, and she's not here.
Huh?
She's not here.
Oh, she's not here?
She's
so
playing.
We got one, and then how many juniors we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I already counted you. I knew you 6, and the rest of you are sophomores and freshmen?
Sophomore, freshmen, 8th graders.
8th graders?
We have 7th graders.
We have one 7th grader.
That's not all high school. That's my point. 8th graders not high school, right?
No.
But we all shoot on high school.
See, yeah.
They classify.
I can get these kids to argue over anybody, anyone. But anyway, well, like I said, congratulations. And let's go over some numbers real quick. The team captains is Miss Darlin and Miss Barnett. They were just voted team captains in the studio here. So anyway, round one, you guys took on Altus, speaking of Altus, 211 to 201. And 211's a score, Brigham. What's the max?
You can shoot 250.
Okay. So that means you guys just missed, out of the whole team, you only missed 39 targets.
Yes, we take our top 10 scores out of the 15 shooters.
Okay.
And 3 of them have to be girls.
Right.
And we shot 211.
211. And probably looking at the deal... You and Addison, you were senior at runner-up camp.
Yes.
And Addison, you were junior runner-up. So congratulations to both of you. You guys, you know, what can I say? Don't give me that deer in the Hightower. I've never seen a Hightower run out of words to say. Except your mom. She's quiet. So round two, Merritt, you guys took on El Reno that has a really good shooting team.
Yes.
They always do. 210 to 195. And round three, you took on Eagletown. Where's that at?
No clue.
We didn't even know where they were from.
Somebody Google it.
I'm pretty sure it's down there by Duncan.
Gotcha.
Duncan? Oh, you're right. It is. It's east of Duncan. Yep, it's right. You're right. So 215 to 197. And then round four, this was the championship round.
Yes.
Right? And you took on, who is it?
Chisholm.
All right. 219 to 206. It wasn't just a run. None of these scores, you guys just didn't run away with it. But kids are getting better at shooting.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. It's getting better.
It's growing.
Yeah. So all total at the state championship, there was 95 teams, 1,425 shooters, and there was a lot of them out here. Canute was there. Sarah was there. Eric was there, I believe. Mm-hmm. Merritt was there. Who else am I missing?
Altus, Navajo.
Altus and Navajo and...
I remember looking
through the names of it anyway, but a lot of local teams represented there because Altus is in our listening area. Eric, did the one kid from Eric, did he not get champion? Does anybody know?
I don't think Eric even made it to state.
I think they had one individual.
So how was it? Let's start with you, Brigham. You're the senior shooter here. How was it compared to the previous years?
We had to work really hard this year. because we had a bunch of new shooters come in, but they definitely stepped up at state and shot really good.
Right. And then you say new shooters. Is any of them in here?
Yes.
Look at those hands raised. Yeah, you've become famous on social media. And I should have not said anything about the food because you would have been famous on my show. Anyway, but there's a... So, congratulations and thanks for joining the teams, guys. Because it's fun, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
So, Bregan, what have you learned being on the shooting team? I mean, since you've been on it, what, 4 years now?
Yes.
Yeah, because I follow you. So, anyway, she helped you, and you, I think you helped us at the Quail Forever deal one year,
yes.
Didn't you? Yeah, so,
yes.
Anyway, you guys helped us at the Quail Forever banquet, so I pay attention, and what have you got out of this?
I think I mostly learned a bunch about leadership.
Yeah.
And, like, helping people. Helping coach.
But you hold back just enough they don't shoot better than you, right?
I actually want everybody to shoot better than me, especially when they're on my team.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, there, and you have plans. I seen you have plans. What's
yes.
your plans?
I hope to go to on a scholarship to college, on a shooting scholarship.
Well, there's no reason why you can't. Because you did really good on the national level. Was it this year, or this spring, or last year?
Last year.
Yeah, last year. And so, well, Addison, let's get to you. You're shooting pretty good.
Yes.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes.
You're enjoying it a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Have you signed any contracts, do autographs, or anything like that?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't know.
I didn't think you would embarrass that easy. So, anyway, well, what is your name, young lady?
My name is Jaden Darling.
That's what I thought. I'm sorry. I can't keep all of you memorized. I'm friends with her mom and dad, so I recognize her. So what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior? And have you enjoyed being on? How long have you been on the shooting team?
2 years.
2 years. I got you. Have you learned anything?
Yeah, I've learned a lot.
Speak into the mic. Tell us what.
Well, for starters, I've learned a lot about friendship because, yeah. Like most of these kids, you're gonna grow like you grow up with them, and then these are gonna be your friends like throughout your entire
Hard
life.
Or not.
Or they're gonna just leave you. But like. And I've also learned a lot about, like, leadership and stuff, too.
Okay. So it's good for, it's not just pulling the trigger. And you learn how to clean a shotgun, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, well, let's get to some of the guys, because they're just staring at me about, what about us? So, anyway, well, let's start off with Mr. Hightower.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, that's why I do this. Anyway, let me check down. Hey. Before we get to Mr. Hightower, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to you guys. And like again, that's a big deal. That's like winning a state championship in basketball, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, congratulations again. I got the Merritt Scholastic shooting team in here in the studio with me, and we'll get back and we'll talk to some more of these young adults. Be right back. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, April 18th. 1,230 head were sold. 4 head of steers at $339 brought $225. 12 at $688 brought $168.50. 19 at $752 brought $158.50. 37 at $836 brought $149. 18 at $940 brought $137. 3 head of heifers at $315 brought $165. 13 at $644 brought $155. 16 at $683 brought $150. 3 at $843 brought $137. 24 at $926 brought $134.50. Butcher cows were 11 to 87. Butcher bulls brought 63 to 107.50. Pairs were 1235 to 1650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auctions, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night.
A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm back. Man, I feel like a kindergarten teacher in here. Anyway, well, before we get to talking to Mr. Start out with Mr. Hightower, why don't we start right here, and you guys just go through there, grab a mic, bend over, reach over, and tell your name and what class you're in. Start with you.
I'm Case Carlson, and I'm a junior.
Okay.
Addison Darling, 8th grader.
Bregan Barnett, junior.
Dason Harmon, 7th grader.
Are you kin to these two? Okay, make sure.
Jin Darling, Jr.
All right.
Caleb Stone, freshman.
Dawson Mitchell, sophomore.
Nate Bryant, 8th grader.
Alex Orgain, freshman.
Tanner Newton, sophomore.
J.J. Cloud, sophomore.
Landon Loberger, 8th grader.
Anthony Arispe, Jr.
One more.
Reese Hightower, Jr.
Leighton Freeze, Jr.
You two seem like trouble. You guys hang out together?
A lot.
Let's see. Hey, how about one of your ex-students, one of your ex-buddies? How about Mr. McGee?
Huh? We've kind of lost track of him.
Huh?
We've lost track of him.
You lost track of him?
He's went to Missouri.
I know.
He's taking all them championships.
I know.
He's a current national champion right now.
Yeah, NCAA. And I noticed on Facebook he's a team captain now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, so anyway, you guys got that to look forward to. If he can do it, you guys can do it.
That just shows. That's what merit produces is champions.
So anyway, well, Mr. Hightower.
Oh, no.
And talk into the mic.
This is going to be scary.
No, it's not. You two are, what, the oldest on the team, I guess? Pretty much. All right. So you've been on it since
day one. 7 years.
7 years, day one. It's got tougher, right?
Extremely.
All right. So, and then we're going to get to some mechanics. What kind of shotgun do you shoot?
I have a 725 Browning under single. And it comes with a two-barrel package. You get a double barrel and a single barrel.
So is that an up and down and a single?
Yes, sir.
Are these sideways or over and unders?
They're over and unders. Okay. I wish it was a sideways. Give it a little kick.
Yeah, I give a bunch of kick. What do you two ladies shoot?
I shoot a Browning Satori XT.
Oh, yeah. And you?
I shoot a Browning Satori CX.
You guys got some guns now. Mm-hmm. What do you shoot, Mr. Freeze?
I shoot a SKB 90 TSS.
Oh, that's a good one. So anyway, what have I'm just kind of lost here because what do you guys mainly shoot? What choke do you shoot? Because this is just trap, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mainly run modified for everyday basis. Sometimes I'll pull a full choke out when it gets a little hairy.
What's that mean, windy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you any good when you put a full choke in?
I'd rather go back to that modified. I'd be better throwing rocks at it if I get windy.
Well, you're going to be hopeful for a scholarship talking like that.
I think most of us are actually better in the wind because that's what we practice in. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've noticed that on golf tournaments. You get kids going up into the city or even on TV, the pros, when it gets windy, you know, kids, people from Oklahoma or Texas is playing to win, they do better than the other kids. So it does make a difference.
We get them days, Jimmy, where it's windy and we're out there shooting. We'll go to normal. We'll go to places and shoot, and it'll be normal, like a normal weather. Be like, what is this?
It's not.
The scores go down.
Well, it was pretty windy at you guys' deal last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a frostbite.
He was like, he's wide-eyed.
I think we had an advantage because those Eastern teams are not used to shooting in the wind.
They got too many trees.
Yeah.
Well, and then the practice range for Beacon County over at Sayre for the red dirt deal, it's on top of a hill.
All our traps are on top of a hill.
Yeah. So, anyway, so there's well, is there any did you guys stir up any trouble while you were this was at Duncan, wasn't it?
This was at El Reno.
El Reno. Duncan was the
regional.
Was the regional.
Yeah. So did you guys stir up any trouble with the other teams?
Oh. We might have.
Tell me
just
more.
Just a hair. Tanner, what did we do?
Yeah, what did you do? You're one to tell.
All right. So.
Talk to the mic.
Well, there's a little team called Canute, and they like to talk a little smack.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have any of that.
That's you know, I got a what would it be, a nephew on the Canute team. Be careful. There's a lot of those guys over there pretty tight. So what kind of smack did they talk?
Oh, they're just talking about how they were going to beat us at state and.
They got sent home.
They got sent home first round, so I was kind of confused.
My brother's on that Canute shooting team, too.
Well, did you guys talk any smack on Sayre?
Their junior team went. We didn't get to see their high school team.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, but the junior team did good, though, right?
They did. How'd they did good. I think third. I'd have to ask Monty.
Yeah. What Canute come in at?
16.
Last.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
They got pushed out by Altas, wasn't it?
No, it was Chisholm.
Chisholm, which we beat in the championship for the state.
So how bad was it?
We were close. How many targets was it, Regan?
And Chisholm?
Yeah, us versus Chisholm.
It's like 13
or 17. 206,
219.
13 targets.
So 13 targets.
And that's not that many.
No. It was on our first round, the one before championship. It was pretty tight because we tied with Chisholm on their separate round. And then we were like, we got to pull it together. And we pulled it together and won.
What'd you win?
We got state.
Hey, he went mumbling. He was like, what are we here for?
We got to get to this kid. I'm sorry. I'm not being selfish here. It's hard to get to all of you, but I like commotion on this show.
I think you're too low. You're going to have to stand up.
Yeah.
You have to stand up.
Come on, stand up. Hey, because you may go back to the camera, your face. You see that thing right there? It's on.
Don't be shy. Your real name.
Come on. Tell him your name.
Tell him your name.
Come on. Come on.
I want to
get the fishing.
Tell him your name.
Come on. Speak into the mic.
So on the trap team, they call me Sugar Dumplin'.
Explain. Define.
Well, I kind of just had that nickname since we went to church camp.
All right. At Falls Creek, maybe?
Yeah.
No. What, did you have too much sugar and you got dumped or what?
No, I just... Anthony can tell you the story better than I could.
How he got that nickname? He showed up to church camp with a bag full of sugar, like completely snacks of every kind, a whole deal of beef jerky, and we just kind of started calling him Sugar Dumpling.
And it's kind of stuck because he'll get out there and he'll get wound up on the line, and he's just hyper off of nothing.
Oh, I can tell. Yeah. He needs some calm pills.
Yeah.
Yes. Extremely.
Yeah, or stay off the sugar. So how did you do your first go around up there? Did you do all right?
I did okay. I really didn't do good that first round. I shot 17 out of 25.
Right. And then what about the second round?
I didn't shoot the second round. Case shot for me.
Oh. How'd you do?
I got an 18 second round.
I get it. So what was that's probably pretty common, 16, 17, 18 out of 25?
Like 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
High tower, can you match that?
Oh,
I was in that top range for a little bit.
What range?
24, 22-ish. I was in that range for a better part of the day.
I think we got fake news.
Well, on the last round, no, it was the fourth round or third that I shot in an 18 because the wind was getting me.
Oh, you were just bragging how the wind helped.
I know. Come on, let's share your scores.
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I had the second highest score on the team, so I don't know why you're talking.
Did you? You still got beat by me.
We got it going.
I had the highest.
You shot a 25. What'd you
have? 94.
I thought you were talking about okay.
So who did I see on social media that just got their first 50 badge or something? That was you, wasn't it? That's what I thought. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm confused now that I know both of you are here. So how was that? Tell us what you did to get that.
Well, I went and I shot at El Reno Sunday before state, and I shot a 24 and a 22 before that, and then I just went out and shot 25.
Twice. So that gave you your straight 50. Is that what they call it? Straight 50?
Yes. 50 straight.
Yeah. 50 straight. I had things clean. Anybody else get the straight 25 or the 50?
I did that Saturday before.
Yeah. Okay. I thought there was somebody else that did that. See, what did you guys get? A little medal or?
Just a little badge.
Just a little badge.
Yeah. 25 straight. You can put it on like your vest or your
pouch or something.
And then the best part, we get to shoot your hat. We'll rip that hat off their head and go out there, throw it, and shoot it.
Yeah, my hat got torn into four pieces.
It must have been shooting a low shot.
Some of us slip duck loads.
Oh, I got you. Well, anyway, well, guys, we are running out of time. I got to get back to the last part of my show, but all I can say is congratulations to the Merit Scholastic shooting team. They're state champions. That's 2 out of 3. They were runner up last year and state champions. How many of you were on the team when the state champions first go around?
Just me and Reese.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. And then how many were you on the team last year? Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. So anyway, and looks like that team didn't like runner up, so they got state champions this year. And it looks like you guys got a pretty good shot at it next year since there's only one senior on the team.
Yes.
And where's your mom? Where's the coach?
She is right there behind that wall.
Come in here and work your way in here, Miss Susan. Anyway, give her a mic. Susan, great job with these kids. You've been doing this, what, 4, 5 years?
4 years.
4 years. Because you got a daughter in Altus right
Blakely,
now.
Blakely, yes.
Yeah, Blakely. She's on a scholarship for shooting. So this is becoming a really great sport.
Yes, and it's growing tremendously.
Yeah, competition gets stiffer.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, well, great job. So what do you got to say about all these kids? What do you learn coaching this particular bunch?
I've learned a lot of things from these kids.
Things you probably don't want to know.
No. I pretend I don't hear a lot. No. No, they just showed such great sportsmanship. I love the way that they've made friends with a lot of the other teams, surrounding teams. And the deal with Canute, it's a friendly competition.
I figured it was.
Yes, because Bregan went to prom with one of them, so...
That's not
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's right. I've seen that on social media.
Yes, I truly appreciate their hard work and all the parental support that we get and the Quell Forever. Without all of that.
We love you guys.
Yes, we love you guys. Because without you.
And I just wish you the best of luck over here with sugar dumpling. So, anyway, he's doing pretty good. If this is his first year and he's shooting 17, 18, he's going to be pretty good.
Yes, and it's hard to keep enough ammo and targets under him because he will stay and shoot all day long if you'll let him. We have to shut him down sometimes.
Is that sugar?
Yes.
But anyway,
it's that sugar, yes.
Well, congratulations to you as a coach.
Thank you so much.
And what a great bunch of kids you got right here. I know part of them. and I know part of them at Canute. And so, whether you guys got that going on or not, but anyway, congratulations again, and thank you so much for skipping school and coming to see me today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
All right,
it's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
That was fun. What a great set of kids. Anyway, just so you know, the Merritt High School Scholastic Shooting Team, they won the OKSSSP State Championship, sponsored by the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. And the Brigham Barnett was runner-up. Senior female, and Addison Darlin was runner-up junior female. That was a couple of the singles awards that they got. So anyway, big congratulations to them. The shooting stuff has become really serious amongst school kids nowadays, and it's a great thing, and I love it. Our Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast is 84 degrees currently right now. The winds are out of the south at 20 miles an hour, wind gust up to 24. Today, breezy, 92 for a high. Winds will be out of the south, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, breezy, southeast winds, 21 to 25. Tomorrow, even more breezier. South winds, 22 to 33 with gusts up to 40, 45. And temperature will be 86. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of thunderstorms. Temperature will be 63 with high winds. Saturday, 84 with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. We have south-southwest winds. It's just going to be windy. It's April. It doesn't look like the wind calms down until at least Monday, if it calms down then. But Saturday night, another chance, 20% chance of rain. Winds switch out of the west, northwest, and it cools down a little bit. Sunday will be 72 for a high and windy out of the north. And Monday, mostly sunny, 69 degrees, still a little cool. Wind will be out of the northeast at 13 to 18 miles an hour. I just want to say, give the people of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle a big thank you from the bottom of my heart. You guys have been so wonderful with these fire departments. The tickets are selling like hotcakes for the raffle. There you go. That raffle that the Roger Mills County Fire Department Relief Fund is putting on. So it's in the Penny News. If you got your new Penny News today, you turn the page, and it's right there on the page two, what we got, how much they are, how you can get a hold of a fireman. They got the Pioneer Days going on in Cheyenne this weekend. So if you run into a fireman over there, buy some tickets from them. Every penny of this money that they're selling these tickets for will go to all the Roger Mills County Fire Departments. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to have U.S. Representative Frank Lucas. He's in town. I think he got in town, Oklahoma City yesterday. And tomorrow I'm going to have him on, and we're going to talk about the input cost that has gone way up on farming and ranching, along with the inflation. We're going to talk about inflation. And actually, I got him to talk to me about the fire departments. You don't want to miss that. We're going to be talking, help out if there's anything we can do out there for our volunteer fire departments, the individuals that go out on these fires. Most of them are going out there and they got to take personal leave. So I hit him up about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And then he's going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Cheyenne this weekend with the Pioneer Days, with the rodeo and everything going on. So it's going to be a great conversation with him tomorrow, so you don't want to miss it. I love talking to Frank Lucas. He's a highly intelligent guy, very well-spoken. You know, politics aside, we talk agriculture and just the wildfires. We talked because Roger Mills County, where he lives at, is one of the hardest hit counties in Oklahoma this year with wildfires. So we talked about that. So anyway, it's going to be a great show tomorrow, so you don't want to miss that out. Well, let's get on to some regular ag business coming up on here. And we got the beef slaughter, cow slaughter continues to outpace last year. The size of the U.S. beef cow herd was estimated to have decreased 2.3%. Last year, during 2021, steep culling of a cow herd was a major reason why this was the case, as beef cow slaughter was up nearly 9% for the year. A frustrating calf market and a drought in much of the U.S. led to herd reductions as a lot of cows were sent to the market. Year over year, the increase amounted to more than 300,000 cows, almost 300,000 cows, which probably accounted for about 40% of the reduction in the beef cow numbers last year. While calf prices have been higher in the first 3 years of 2022, a large portion of the U.S. remains in significant drought, most significantly for the cattle sector. Drought moved into the southern plains during the fall of 2021, about in September last year, I can help them out with that number, and it has seemed to intensify over the last several months. Lots of charts show what's going on, but there's a year-to-date beef cow slaughter has been over 17% higher than a year ago, end of March. This is slightly biased by an extreme low cattle or low cow slaughter week in February of 2021, which was the result of a significant ice storm. However, even taking that week out of comparisons, harvest levels are still more than 14% higher so far this year. And I know you guys that pay attention to the markets and stuff know that the bull and the cow slaughter market at our local area sale barns, it's been crazy. I'm not including last week, but prior to last week, there's 80, 90, 95 cents up to a dollar for cows and up to 100 or $125, $130 for bulls. So it's been going on for a while now. While drought conditions are likely the major driver behind current cow slaughter levels, price levels are adding fuel to the fire. The chart that they got on here that shows slaughter cow prices in the southern plains, which has been running much higher than last year. For the first week in April, slaughter cow prices were almost 35% higher than the same week last year. The same was generally been true for cull cow markets in the southeast, and I'm including a cull cow price chart from Kentucky as well. So anyway, this drought, inflation, everything's going on. It's getting pretty tough out there. Well, we continue on here, and here we go with drought again. High winds and eerily dry conditions across Kansas and the southern plains, including Oklahoma, have created what has been a battleground for continuous wildfires this year. The drought-plagued area was already showing severe signs of what little to no rain fed water will do, but fires are also robbing ranchers of vital grass. Cooper and Chesley Adams are fifth generation of the Adams family to run cattle in southwest corner of Kansas, right up here north of us, which is a typical lush landscape of cattle ready to graze, is now a backdrop covered in dirt and ashes. They had a fire up there that went roaring through there at 60, 70 miles an hour gust, and it had already covered one entire pasture by the time I could get down there, said Cooper. This is just a story from one of the ranchers when the wildfires hit them. The 70 miles an hour wind hit this area of Kansas on April 6th. With the winds and dry conditions, the fire risk was high, but when Adams found out the fire was on his property, his first thought was saving whatever cattle he could. And if you people that know farmers and ranchers, besides family, farmers and ranchers love their cattle next. They're second in line. So we went to the tail end of it, and fortunately we were able to get two sets of cows moved across the highway. They were in an area that had not been burned, but I wasn't going to wait and see if that wind was going to change. So we got them moved and then went looking for cows. You drive over hill, and you just never know what you're going to see. Somehow, the majority of his herd was able to survive the wildfires, with some of the animals finding cover by a water hole on the river. But the ranch didn't escape at all. Adams lost some newborn calves and a large amount of grass. I lost five, maybe six baby calves, as best I can tell for now, he said, and about 15 miles of fence, and then about 5,000 acres of grass. The fire was originally believed to be started by arson, but the Kansas State Patrol took the suspect into custody and discovered the fires were actually started in an unusual way. The individual's truck was malfunctioning and kept backfiring. That caused a spark that took off and turned into a destructive fire within minutes, a situation that demonstrated just how dire the drought is in that part of Kansas. And as the Adams worked to assess the losses caused by the fires on their ranch, just 5 days later, another fire started on their place. It was just right over there in the middle of what it burnt last week. Fortunately, it was surrounded by farm ground, and what did border us, some hay that caught fire just 100 yards from our fence in some county that already had burned, but it sure makes you panic. It's sure enough to make you panic. While thankful for the majority of their herd survived both fires, the fact that two fires finished off already drought-stricken grazing ground is now weighing on their minds. We stocked, so I felt okay, but losing 5,000 acres of grass, I've already bought some hay and I'm trying to find ways that I can supplement these cattle. But if we don't have some rain in the forecast, I'm going to be faced with having to sell some cows. Well, I'm pretty sure around here that selling cows started, looking at the cow numbers that was at Woodward, Clinton, and Elk City last week, selling cows have already started in Hobart. It's already started, and I hate it because I got it on my mind. I got enough hay to do me another couple months, and I wanted to get the cows bred, get them rebred. They got their babies on them. We're going to work them here next week, and we've got a lot of decisions to make. Everybody's got a lot of decisions to make. Crops are coming up, dryland crops, corn, cotton, peanuts, everything's going on. So it's a pretty crazy time of the year with a lot weighing on farmers' and ranchers' minds right now. But July wheat closed moderately lower yesterday after an early rally to its highest level since March 9th, but failed to attract new buying interest. Talks of short-term overbought conditions for the market plus further strength in the U.S. dollar helped pressure the market. European milling wheat futures closed lower after posting contract highs yesterday. The U.S. crop conditions are rated 30% good to excellent. This is the lowest it's ever been since 1996. With there is some rain in our forecast, but I don't know if there's enough. The 6 to 10 day forecast was mostly wet for the central and southern plains yesterday, but the forecast now shows below normal precipitation. In the 1 to 5 day forecast shows Oklahoma and Kansas being in a very low proportion, up to a half inch. But according to the Oklahoma Mesonet, this still keeps pushing back. It's coming in tomorrow night. So maybe we'll get some rain in our listening area, and hopefully eastern Texas panhandle gets some too. The weather forecast seems to have taken of a more of a positive tilt, like I said, but the technical action suggests some back and fill action may be in order. It will take close to above 1,159.5. It closed, the week closed at 1,159.5. And the charts are really bullish right now. Closed in resistance is at 1,130.5, with support at 1,076.25 and 1,055.5. July Kansas City week support is at 1,157.5, with resistance at 1,191 and 1,235. So the wheat market is the whole market deals up and down. Oil and gas, cattle, wheat, milo, corn, soybeans, everything is up and down. Cotton's over 140, so we got lots to do and lots to go there. So anyway, well, I appreciate you guys listening in today. And again, congratulations to the Merritt High School Scholastic Shooting Team 2022 state champions at the OKSSSP. Three S's. I got it right. I got it memorized now. And again, thank you for everybody that's helping out with the Roger Mills Fire Department Relief Raffle. Get a chance, buy one. You got five chances at five different items for a $10 ticket, and they can use the money. And like I said, tomorrow we'll welcome U.S. Representative Frank Lucas to the show tomorrow, and can't wait to talk with him tomorrow. So anyway, well, you guys have a great day. You've been listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. God bless, and pray for some rain tomorrow evening.